All right, so how did this get thrown in there? Because there were so many versions of what would happen to federal pay and benefits. How do they decide on 2.3% for new people?
Well, I mean, that was sort of a last-second fight. That was one of the last things that got thrown in there. Some of the Maryland Dems who were on the panel dealing with that sort of fought to make sure that it was only new employees and not current employees. But sort of more broadly, GOP lawmakers have, for most of the last year or so, targeted federal employees, saying that they're overpaid, saying that they're overcompensated, and that that is a way to get savings to do some of these sort of things.
Now, so, when you say GOP lawmakers, no Democrat wanted that proposal, or was it a little bit bipartisan?
I don't think that was their preferred way to go. If you saw sort of the last-second deal that some of the folks were offering, it would have used the savings, quote unquote, from dialing back the cost of living adjustment that the sort of smaller one that the Obama administration wants, and use that savings to pay for this bill. But that was a no-go with GOP lawmakers.
How much would this actually save? Would it pay for a majority of the bill, or is this just a small chunk?
It's $15 billion. So of the entire package, most of it is the payroll tax cut. That is going to go unpaid for. And then this $15 billion is specifically earmarked to help pay for the extension of unemployment insurance. And the other $15 billion or so will come from spectrum sales.
So are there going to be any effects on government operations, as far as we can tell, from anything in this bill?
Well, certainly not right away. I think this goes into effect 2013, newly hired and rehired employees next year. I don't know, but I think if you take this in tandem with, I mean, you've seen that some GOP lawmakers also want to sort of ease the automatic cuts that are coming in next year with sort of rolling back the workforce. I mean, I think you're seeing that this is part of a broader push, and that, you know, if the GOP gets a lot of what they want, I think you will see substantial impact on the workforce.
We're speaking with Bernie Becker of the Hill newspaper, and I was wondering, now, if we saw all of this happening over something that most people can't even tell is happening in their paychecks, frankly. I had to look at mine to see if there was anything in there. And, it might affect the price of the scotch you buy next week. I don't know. But looking ahead for the budget battles, now the 2013 proposal, even though everyone's talking austerity, is $193 billion more than this year's approved budget. So what kinds of savings or offsets do you think Congress might look at as we move ahead?
Well, for the workforce, I mean, one of the things they're talking about, and this goes back all the way to the president's fiscal commission, is this: if a certain amount of employees leave the federal workforce, then a smaller amount will take their place. It could be, three leave, you replace them with one. It could be three leave, you replace them with two. I mean, that's something that has been out there for a while, and Republicans want to put that into place. I don't think it's going to get a lot of it's not going to be embraced by Dems, certainly, but it's going to be a fight. It's going to be part of the fight to see see where savings can sort of appear.
So workforce size, in other words, will be the next battleground with respect to savings from the federal workforce one way or another.
Certainly one of them. I mean, and again, I mean, there's already been 2 years of a pay freeze now, and I there are certainly some on the Hill who would like to see that keep going. I mean, there's this recent CBO report that said, sort of on average, federal workers are, compensated 16% more than private sector counterparts. Republicans have really latched onto that, and it's going to be a part of the argument, certainly for the rest of this year, at least.
And so that was not a really very pretty picture of the way that happened. Has the president signed that bill yet? What's his take on it?
He has not, as far as last I heard, he has not signed it. He's certainly going to. He called it his top legislative priority for 2012. I think all in all, he thinks it's a good deal for him. I think it's.
He said keep going, right? He told Congress.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, and it's certainly, I'm sure he's not particularly pleased with the federal workforce thing, but that really was from their perspective, one of the few negatives versus having what they think is a real spark to the economy and will sort of certainly help his reelection prospects.
Well, there was a lot of opposition to the idea of even touching federal benefits, but this passed, and you kind of touched on this a little bit. But I mean, what really is the appetite for more changes to federal benefits, or anything else regarding the federal workforce?
My sense is that Democrats will really fight that. I mean, one of the reasons you saw Chris Van Hollen and Ben Cardin on this conference committee dealing with this issue was that Democrats wanted to protect federal workers. I mean, that's, Maryland has tons of employees, and so it's something they want to protect. So, I mean, I think what you're saying is that there's, lines have been drawn, and you saw, Van Hollen and Cardin in the end voted against this deal because of what it did to the federal workforce, and I think you'll see that these battles will continue.
Now, Congress has a recess coming up. After they come back, I'm going to guess they're not going to take up the budget right now. That probably won't happen until the lame duck in a serious way. What will they do, do you think, when they do come back? What will they take up?
Well, that's the question. I think, the White House said earlier that this was, in fact, the priority for 2012. And, Democrats would also argue that the budget for this year has already been done. It was done in last year's debt ceiling deal. They already set spending caps for this year. And I think we've all seen in the past that when, a presidential election heats up, Congress kind of recedes to the background. So there's a lot of folks who are saying that, from now until the lame duck, when you've got sequestration, you've got the Bush tax cuts, you've got like a whole host of things going on, it's going to be a pretty slow couple months on the Hill.
So we've seen the mighty mountain burp already. Okay. Bernie Becker writes for The Hill newspaper. Thank you very much for that update and prediction.